Hey, welcome. You're listening to the Leader Like You podcast. To inspire and help you get more of what you want, more of the time, with less hassle, less resistance, and more buy-in in all areas of your life. My name is Robert Kahn, coach, trainer, and consultant, also the creator of the Leader Like You method. I'm sitting down to bring you my thoughts and ideas and the lessons learned along the way and how to make a positive impact wherever you go. Hey everybody, I hope you're doing well. Today what I want to talk about is something called the Johari window. So the Johari window is a four block, it's a technique, and it was designed by two gentlemen, Joseph Luft, who lived from 1916 to 2014, and Harrington Ingham, who lived from 1916 to 1995. So way back in 1955, they created a model for self-help groups and corporate settings with four boxes. So if you look below, on the upper left-hand corner, there's a box which is things that are known to me, and then there's also things that are known to you. So this is my public space. This is my area that I share with people. This is my arena. This is what I say. So then there's stuff that's known to me and not known to other people. This is my private spot, my hidden area, my non-communicated space. Then there's stuff that I don't readily know about myself, and this is in the upper right-hand corner, though other people seem to know it. And then there's stuff I don't know about myself, and other people don't know about me. This is my unknown area. In the upper left-hand box, there's stuff that's known to me and known to other people. So this is my public area. Now, some of the leaders I work with, their public area is very small. And when the public area is very small, members of teams feel like their leader is not within grasp, within reach. They really can't get a hold of who they are, what they're all about. Likes, dislikes, motivations, how they get inspired, what their voyage is like. And that takes place. Consequently, other members of the team also hold back. Occasionally, I've had leaders whose open space is so big that it's just too much information, it drowns out other people, and leaders are sharing too much about themselves, and other people feel like there's no space for them to speak. So as a leader, this open spot, it's interesting and important to have just the right balance where you're sharing enough about yourself, where other people feel that it's safe for them to share about themselves. Then there's the spot that's known to you, though other people don't know it. There are many reasons for this. One of the reasons is you've decided you don't want to share it because it's nobody's business. Another reason you haven't shared it is because it didn't come up in conversation. Another reason you didn't share it is they didn't ask. So the interesting part of the Johari window at this stage is that it's important for leaders to communicate enough about themselves, their vulnerable side, their strengths, their weaknesses, their challenges, their mistakes, their learnings, so that it feels safe for other people on the team to also communicate a bit of their unknown spot, their private area, their hidden garden. And then there's a part, which is the upper right-hand corner, which is our blind spot. This is things that other people know about you, pick up on you, though you don't really see it about yourself. And leaders working with teams sometimes go back and ask their teams, what do you want to tell me? You don't want to tell me that I need to hear. Am I doing a good job? And people will give you generalities and go, yeah, it's pretty good. I mean, can't complain. So one of the challenges for leaders is creating a safe space where you can share with people what's working well and how they can be even better next time and potentially their own blind spots. And at the same time, as a leader, you're creating a safe space where people can tell you your blind spots. And when people tell you your blind spot, it's vital to simply slowly say thank you. Let me think of that. Give me an example where that took place. I have a great story about a blind spot. I was walking through an airport. Now, European airports, flights are organized on the big board chronologically. The flight that leaves at noon, 5 after noon, 10 after noon. So if you want to know where you're going, you need to look up to find what time it is, and then you find the city. In the United States, flights are organized on the big board according to location, alphabetically. So when I get to the United States after going through customs and have to transfer to another flight, I'm looking up at this board. I believe I had landed in New York after a flight from Geneva. And as I'm looking up, there's somebody in front of me who's also looking up. Though there is something about him, I had to go over and help him. And down the back of his left leg, there was a piece of tape hanging. So I walked over and I pulled the piece of tape. And the guy no doubt felt that I touched something on him, so he turned around and said, "Hey man, what are you doing?" At which time I handed him this sort of opaque, clear piece of tape that from the top to the bottom had the letters 32L, 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 32L all the way down. And he goes, "What is that?" In what I would call an accusatory tone. And I said, I don't know, you must have sat on something and it was on your leg and it was kind of hanging off and I thought I'd just pull it off and let you know. And he grabbed the piece of tape and he's gesticulating with the piece of tape. And he says, "Where did you get this?" And I said, "Well, it was on your leg. You can see the residue of the tape down your leg." And then he launches into a bit of his private spot. He says, "I can't believe you found that. I went to a sales convention in Atlanta. I was up on the stage there for 3 days. Last Sunday night, I got to Atlanta and my wife called me and said, you took the worst pair of black jeans you have. Go to the store, go to the Gap, get a nice pair of black jeans." And then he said, "I did." And he's holding this piece of tape. And I was starting to think to myself, his reaction is far past what just happened here. And then he goes, "And nobody on my team told me that I had this piece of tape all down my leg. There must be films, videos, pictures of me up on that stage with this white piece of 32L all the way down my leg." Now, my fantasy response was to tell the guy, "Well, listen, if you treat me this way, you probably treat your people this way. And so who is going to ever tell you about your blind spot if you treat them this way? So people are walking on eggshells around you and nobody mentioned it." Though I didn't say it. I gave him empathy. Said, "Yeah, that's kind of frustrating. Well, I don't know. Maybe people didn't see it or pick up on it." And this man, I can still see him pushing his small suitcase away as he walked across the airport, holding this piece of tape, shaking his head, thinking of this piece of tape 32L. And I thought to myself, that's really interesting. He needs to create a space where people can share with him. And then in one of the other quadrants, I once had a leader who said, "Let's, at the team offsite today, play a game called Let's Share a Fun Fact." And I said, "Okay, that could be an interesting way of starting up." And I said, "You guys have been together," he goes, 2-3 years, most of the team. And I said, "Do you think it's a safe space for people to share a fun fact?" "Yeah, that's a great thing. I did it a couple weeks ago. It was wonderful." Okay. So here we are at the beginning of our offsite, standing in a circle. And the CFO raised his hand and said, "Well, fun fact, I love to share fun facts. I'll go first." So the CFO, looking at the team, there were some new people on the team and there were some incumbent people on the team who had been there a while. The leader looked at the team and said, "A lot of you don't know this, though I have 8 children with the same wife." At which time the CEO turned to him and said, "Oh my gosh, is that why you have such a big car? Wow, I mean, I knew you had a lot of kids, though I didn't realize you had 8 kids. And the CFO said, "Yeah, you know, it's hard to find the same pair of socks all the time in the laundry." Everybody laughed. Though I thought to myself, now, this CEO and this CFO, they've been working together for about the last 18 months. That indicates to me that there probably hasn't been a lot of sharing. They haven't shared a lot of their open spot. Obviously, the CEO had never invited the CFO and his family over for dinner, which in some cultures happens, in other cultures not. And so during the session, I realized that they didn't know each other well. Another spot in the Johari window that might need some attention. And then there is one spot in the Johari window that I really love. This is the unknown spot. This is stuff you don't know and stuff I don't know. What I'd say it is trusting the process, seeing what comes out of things, and seeing that good things will come, growth will happen, and life is pretty good. So as you go forward as a leader, I'd like to suggest that you check into your own Johari window to see how you're coming across. Is your open spot large enough for people to know you, though not too big so it is drowning other people out? Have you shared a bit of your secret garden, private spot, uncommunicated area so people understand who you are and a little bit about you, what you did last weekend, or what your challenges and vulnerabilities are? And then remember, if you want to share with people their blind spot, it's important to create a safe space to hear your blind spot. And with that, be leader-like, successful by design, not by chance, through conscious responses instead of unconscious reactions. Be leader-like, and I hope you enjoy the Johari window. You've reached the end of another episode of the Leader Like You podcast. Connect with us at leaderlikeyou.com. And don't forget to sign up to our mailing list to receive the newsletter and our free materials. See you at the next episode.